We are up to the last sif in Tav Kuf Mem Vav. We'll be doing that, as well as beginning the next siman. Osa Isha Kol Tashitech Oba Moed. A woman can do all of her cosmetics on Chol HaMoed. Tashit in Chazal don't necessarily mean ornaments, it means cosmetics. Kocheles, that's in her eye. Upokeses Pirish Mechalekes Sara Lakan Lakan, she can part her hair. Some say it means braiding her hair. Others say they used to put dough on their faces to give them more color. Umaveres srak al poneha, she's allowed to put red on her face. Vetofeles atzma besid, many used to go and put lime or plaster on their faces to make it red. That's only if it'll come off on Chol HaMoed so that she'll be able to enjoy it. Umaveres sar beis ha-shechi beis ha-erva be-biyad be-mechli umaveres sadin al pitchosa, she's allowed to take away hair that is showing, say, in a temple. The sakin meaning to cut hair. Now, halacha lemaisa, the halacha lemaisa, she is allowed to... a woman is allowed to cut any hair except for hair on her head. Hair on her head gets all the same halachas as for a man, but all other hair a woman is allowed to cut on Chol HaMoed. This halach is true whether she's young, whether she's old, whether she's single, or whether she's married. Simen Tov Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph. Chol HaMoed Asur Behespid V'Tainis. You're not allowed to have a hespid or a tainis on Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you do not put the mita down in the middle of the street, because people are reminded of the nifter, and that's the time that they're used to saying a hespid. You never have it in a way on Chol HaMoed that the nifter is just sitting there and waiting at the Beis HaKfaris, so that you don't leave to go unless you know that the kever was already taken care of. Siv Beis, Noshim Ma'anos. The minig was that women used to wail. So they are allowed to be ma'ana. What is that? Ta'inu Shekulam Onos Ka'achas. That all of them are wailing together. Avalo Mekononos. What's that? Ta'inu Sha'achas Medaberes. V'kulan Onos Achreho. That one says and they all repeat after her. They're not supposed to be clapping out of anger. Nikbar hames aflo ma'anos. Whereas after the kfura, they don't do anything. Siv gimel. Kol lamed yom lifnei amoed osur lahaspid. There's an iser of making a hespid within 30 days of yontif. Before 3 days before Yontif, if he was nifter within Lamed Yom of the Moed, you're allowed to. If it's not, because if he was nifter before 30 days before Yontif, by the time Yontif comes, it'll be after 30 days, you won't remember it as much. And to go ahead and do something now, at this point, is going to wake that up. Also, lahaspid imo al hamei shemesafnei lamed kodem hamoed. That means somebody that was mes toch lamed lamoed. Allah is yolad be maspid, but you couldn't include in that a hespid for somebody that was nifter before 30 days before. With regard to an Adam Gadol that they did not get to be maspid, he was nifter before 30 days before, and they didn't get to be maspid him, some are makel that you can be maspid before Yontif. Generally, they do not make hespedim, a separate hespid, they are not koveh within Lamed Yom of Yontif. Now, with regard to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mr. Brule leaves it as tzarechim, and he brings that there are svarim that are matur in Elul. On Erev Shabbos and Yontif, so the Mishnah Brura says that in the case of a Talmud Chacham, you could be Mekel. Siv Dalet, Misha Bolo Shmua Betoch Lamed, Yom Kodem Aregel, Nearly Shemut L'Safto, Va'afal Bishu Rechoka. that even though it's a Shmur Rechok, it's more than 30 days old, since the Shmur came within 30 days of Yontif, the halach is that you were allowed to be masped him, because the sorrow will remain in his mind even on Yontif, so he's not losing anything by being masped.